views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Valentine's Day. Love is in the air, and it's always sunny here when Eldon is in the house. Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue is joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Meg. Good Happy
morning,
Valentine's
Eldon.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's always Sonny's here, even when there's technical difficulties.
Correct, correct. It's great to see you. He's got his red fringe outfit on, which is perfect for today. Red and white Valentine's.
You know, it's always red and white for me on Fringe Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rocking the cowboy hat and the red velvets on the shoes. And having a good time, spreading the spirit of barbecue, as we like to say, and having a good time. And what better day to show our customers that we love them than on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So what is happening at Sonny's for this weekend
and this month? We have an amazing special going on through the weekend. Something that we normally do. A lot of our customers take advantage of it. It's called the Ribs for Two Special. So we got it discounted a little bit, and then also we are doing free banana pudding dessert with the ribs for two. So it's $25.99. It's going to be enough ribs for two folks, three shareable sides, your bread, and then also that, as my one of my bosses said, it's chonky. With the chonky banana pudding. So it's got those vanilla wafers.
I like that. I've never heard that before. Chonky.
Know, we call it Southern banana pudding, but he used the word chonky because it's got all the, you know, the good vanilla wafers in it, the banana, and a little bit of, you know, whipped cream to make it just right.
Sounds perfect to me.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, you know. Sounds
we were
yummy.
Out at Navy Federal yesterday, so all the Navy Federal folks that came out and saw us, thank you very much. We did a little free banana pudding as a treat for those folks that came and saw us. You know?
How nice.
And so got all the folks that came and saw us at the food truck out there, a little extra banana pudding. I might have had a serving or two myself.
Well, you have to
know that.
I watch Eldon's Facebook page, and I don't know anybody that is in the community more at this time than Eldon Scott. Yeah. Delivering Sonny's and being there and supporting organizations. It really is amazing what Sonny's does for the community.
Yeah, and they've been doing it for so long. You know, they've been here in the Pensacola community for 40 years. And, you know, supporting so many of the local high schools and nonprofits already all the time. And it's great to work for a company who supports the community so much and allows me to do all those great things.
Yeah.
I mean, I say it all the time. I think I have the best job in the whole company. I really do.
It sounds like it to me.
You know, I get to hang out with you on Friday mornings.
Yeah.
You know, be on news radio and talk to all of our listeners here in the Pensacola community. I get to do barbecue, and I get to do good stuff for the community. I'm so happy to do this.
Well, what's fun about what you do is everyone's going to smile when Eldon walks in because he's usually carrying a big tray of barbecue.
Yep. Yeah. Somebody, Captain Chris made a post the other day and says, cheers to all the weird friends who, I can't remember exactly what he said. He said something. And so, at least, and then I posted in his comments, I said, at least when I show up, and I'm weird, I at least normally bring barbecue also.
So it makes up for any weirdness.
You know,
it's a good, yummy barbecue.
It typically smooths everything right over.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, well, what do you want to tell everybody about this morning? We got so many things on our list. And as usual with you, it flies by.
I know.
So I want to make sure we cover all.
I talk a lot. That's the running joke. Eldon talks a lot.
He's good.
We had a conference call this morning, and I said, they said it was only going to be 30 minutes. I said, you must not have had too many conference calls to me. So we only ran 5 minutes over. So it's a good thing we have a hard stop on the radio station. So.
There you go. Right. That's true.
Cut me off.
That's true. Because you and I could go on forever, most likely.
Yep. So obviously, let's talk about our locations. So we have four locations. And make sure you take advantage of that Ribs for Two special. I don't know if I said that. It's $25.99. It's a great deal. Come see us. It's available for dine-in and also takeout orders. So you can get that for takeout. If you want to take it, don't want to sit in the restaurant, you can take it home and have a candlelit rib barbecue dinner at
great
the house.
Great idea.
So it's a great idea.
Hear that, fellas? Great idea. Then you don't have to cook. It's all done. Yep. Put the candles on, a little champagne,
easy
a little wine.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. For your barbecue lover, it's a good way to have a quick dinner and get an extra little chunky banana pudding treat.
That sounds great. But so those, you start to say where your locations are.
So we have the Pace location, which is on Highway 90, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our 9th Avenue location that is just south of Creighton Road, kind of tucked behind the AutoZone, that nice, quaint location. Everybody loves that location.
It's nice. It's private. So you sort of feel like you're getting away.
I'm telling you, I had to go in during the snowpocalypse and load right? the smoker. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another part of the great part of my job. I get to do a little cooking. I love cooking.
Wow.
And, smoking.
Smoking. Okay.
And it was so beautiful back there with all the snow. I got a picture with like the firewood that had like all the snow like layered over it. It was so quiet. It was beautiful.
Very, very nice.
Back there on 9th Avenue, we do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40. We actually have a wedding party there tonight. So we're hosting a, what do they call it?
Rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner. Thank you, Meg. I appreciate your support.
I'm here for you.
Got my back. They're having a rehearsal dinner tonight, and so we're hosting 25 there. So if you have a need for a birthday party, a bridal shower, a baby shower, a rehearsal dinner, I got it right this time.
Yes.
You know, definitely reach out to us. We'd love to take care of you. It's nice and easy. We don't charge for the room, and it's just the cost of the food.
And there's two locations that have the banquet
yes,
rooms,
ma'am.
Right?
And so the other, we'll roll on to the other location, is our Navy Boulevard location. We can actually, they have a banquet room there. We can host up to 75. Actually hosting a Rotary Club there because they had a conflict with their existing location. So shout out to Southwest Rotary and Burger Battle on the Bay.
Okay.
It's a great event. I love that event, and so much fun. So that's coming up in May. I believe is when it is, May 3rd, somewhere around there. It's normally, you know, but it's a great event down there behind Wahoo Stadium. So we're going to be hosting them. It's going to be about 55, 60 people. We're hosting
fun,
that location.
That sounds great.
So that's going to be fun. And then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road, right off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10.
Perfect. Yeah. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Valentine's Day Friday, here with Eldon Scott and Sonny's Barbecue. If you've got a question about the menu or barbecue or anything that Eldon's been talking about this morning, all you have to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620, and I know he'll have an answer for you.
Yeah, and we might have a little giveaway in a few
minutes. Oh, okay, that'll work.
So stay tuned.
That'll work.
Stay tuned.
So talk about Random Acts of Kindness. What is that all about?
Yeah, so this is Random Acts of Kindness Week. So our team has been doing different things kind of to celebrate our customers, celebrate our team members, just to help spread kindness, or as we like to say, cue the kindness. You know, life's hard. We had a little bit of, I was a little emotional last week with all the things and going on, and the Rally Foundation and my friend at the Chamber, you know, having, you know, dealing with her loss and, you know,
some days are hard.
Life is hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so when we have the opportunity to help brighten somebody's day, we want to make sure that we're taking that opportunity. And I think we do a great job internally as a team, you know, not only with hospitality and good barbecue, but being kind to other people, you know, extending, as they say, extend the olive branch and, you know, help make the world a little bit better place. And sometimes the smallest things go the farthest way, you know?
No question about it. And it is a day about love.
Yeah.
So any gesture can be something that you might change someone's day.
Yeah. A smile goes such a long way.
This is true.
It really does.
This
you know?
Is true.
Oh, an open door, a smile, hope you're having a great day. You know, and that's what this week is about. It's just putting a conscious effort.
Yeah, conscious. And conscientious.
On making sure that we're doing that extra little step to spread some kindness. And,
okay.
That's what it's about.
That sounds good. Now, I had a question come in on the text line. The question is, do all four locations offer first responder and military discounts?
Absolutely. We sure do. So any uniformed first responders get 50% off of their meals. So that's all day, every day.
How much?
50% off.
Wow, yep, that's fantastic.
So they can come in any day of the week. They're in uniform. They get that meal off. You know, one of the other things that we do free kids' meals on Saturdays. So parents and grandparents, with any entree, you get that free kids' meal. So come in, bring the kids
in.
We have
that.
Coloring pages. The kids love the mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. We do hot dogs for the kids, ribs. I mean, so many of, like, pulled pork. I saw a picture of one of our locations. This kid, he's probably 4 or 5 years old, just cutest kid, and had barbecue sauce all over his face. This is like, so like, I'm like, this needs to be the commercial, right?
Right. You know,
just a cute kid, barbecue sauce on his face, a rib in his hand, like, it's absolutely perfect. And that's the spirit of barbecue, right? Where you got family, mm-hmm. you got good food, and you're enjoying it.
Well, and then don't forget the kids that are kids at heart.
Hello. My name is Eldon Scott. I work for Sonny's Barbecue.
That's their kids at heart.
I'm a Toys R Us kid, and I don't want to grow up.
Nothing better than you have to use 10 napkins to wipe all that barbecue sauce off your face.
We got the wet naps if you need them. You mm-hmm. know, that's part of the barbecue experience. You got to get those fingers clean. That's how you know it's good.
Yes, very good. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about your locations and the banquet halls, random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
What else is happening with Sonny's?
Yeah, so... got Party Gras going on this weekend,
this Sunday.
So we're doing a little breakfast for the volunteers there. So they'll be out parading the dogs downtown Pensacola. So definitely check them out if you have some fur babies and you want to go have a little bit of fun with them. Definitely check Party Gras out. You can find them on Facebook. I believe they have a website also. But I'm a geriatric millennial. What can I say? I'm a heavy Facebook user.
I'm there. I mean, you have to be to kind of keep up with everything.
You got to keep up with it. Well, y'all were talking about the runway show last night for the opera.
Yes.
And I was like, man, how did I miss that? You know, so sometimes it takes a little bit of work keeping up with the events, but there's always something going on in the great city of Pensacola.
Okay.
And,
We've got a couple texts coming in, Eldon, and one of them is very sweet. Says, listening from South Florida, this is Stephanie Schmidt. This is the wife of our friend,
Stefan
Schmidt. And she said, Sonny's catered a gender reveal for our new granddaughter. The food was amazing, and the leftovers were also great. We love your show.
Awesome. Thanks for
listening. Stephanie. We appreciate
you. Even in South Florida.
Yes, listening from South Florida. I think they're traveling this weekend. So.
Nice. Yeah, he had messaged that he had somebody... filling in on the show today. So,
mm-hmm,
stay tuned for what's the name?
It's
George Boatsmart.
Boatsmart.
It took me a second. Boatsmart.
Boatsmart, Key Marine, and Stefan's usually on the show from Georgetown Technical College, but he's got some fellas coming in his place today. So it'll be a good show.
It's going to be a good show.
All right. So what are we giving away today? Maybe we should put that out there.
So we're going to give away two entrees.
Okay.
Two entrees of your choice. So.
Ooh. Just in time.
Just in time for Valentine's. I know we have the ribs for two special going on.
Okay.
But this is, and you can use them this week. And that ribs for two special goes through Sunday night. I don't know if I'd mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
So it started yesterday, and it's going to go through Sunday night.
Okay, just in time for Valentine's.
So all week long, take advantage.
What's the price on that?
$25.99.
Okay.
Amazing deal.
And then this is something different.
Yep, so two entrees of your choice. So any entree on the menu, you can choose it. You can use it for that Sunny Slow Smoke Prime Rib. It's a great deal.
Which is still around.
So that's going to be through March 2nd.
Okay.
So you can still get that prime rib. So if you've not had it yet, make sure you get in there and give it a shot. You won't be disappointed. Now, we do that all the time for catering on the prime rib, so you can get that any time of the year through catering. But right now we have it on the menu in-store Thursday through Sunday night. So
excellent.
Take advantage of that. So
excellent. All right, how do you want to give this away?
The sixth person to text in Valentine's.
Ooh, okay. You're going to keep it easy today.
Valentine's. We won't even make them put day on there. So
just Valentine's.
Sixth person to text in Valentine's.
Okay.
And I said six because it's 1620. I looked over at the six.
You're so clever. You're way ahead of me this morning.
It's just cheating.
All right. The number to text in. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Sonny's Barbecue and Eldon Scott. So it's time for our giveaway this morning. All you got to do is text in Valentine's at 850-437-1620. The sixth text will win the dinner for two.
I always make your job a little harder when I go up higher in the numbers.
It's
right?
Okay. It's okay. We're coming in fast. 1, 2, 3,
good
four,
deal.
Five. Ooh,
here
we go.
Done?
Oh,
already?
My gosh. You're coming
goodness.
In. God, y'all are great. Hang on. Let's see. Hold on a second here. 1, 2.
Well, while you're counting that, I'm going to talk a little bit about catering. Springtime is coming up. We're excited about, once the winter seasonal menu ends, we're rolling out a new spring menu, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes. But as all those events are coming up, all the you know, football banquets, the high school graduations, the wedding showers, the gender reveal parties, all those things are coming up. We would love to take care of you at Sonny's Barbecue. We have, like I said, the four locations. We can always get you either pick up catering if you're having like a backyard barbecue and want to save the time. We'll have our pitmasters slow smoke that brisket or pulled pork just right for you so y'all can enjoy it. I did a birthday party for a buddy of mine who's in my networking group, and they had 50 people. He said, I didn't know my one-year-old had so many friends.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so you're having those birthday parties, those events. Think of Sonny's Barbecue. It's an absolutely great deal. Starting at a little over $9 a person, you can get, you know, protein, three sides, your drinks, your plates, your utensils. You know, so it's a really good value. You can get a big crowd fed for a very reasonable price. We do everything from pickup catering. We'll do drop-off delivery. We did one for UWF the other night. We catered the, I believe it was the basketball team. And, you know, we just took it, set it up for them, and then they ate.
That's fantastic.
The other thing we also do is full setup and serve. So everything from start to finish, have a wedding Sunday night that we're going to do. Shout out to Jaslyn and Austin, some personal friends, but we're also taking care of them. And they were at my daughter's wedding, and they're like, we absolutely want to do the same thing. So they're basically doing the exact same thing that I did
great.
For my daughter
at
their wedding. And so we do a ton of wedding catering, so think of us for that. Everything from mac and cheese bars, mashed potato bars, prime rib, smoked salmon even.
Oh.
Mm. Smoked salmon. And then our traditional barbecue items as well that, you know, so many people know us for.
Sounds great. All right, we have a winner.
All right.
Okay, congratulations to Mark Dellinger. You are the winner. And describe, please, Ellen, tell Mark what he's won.
You've won two dinners to Sonny's Prime Rib, your choice of any entree at any of our four local locations.
Fantastic. Just in time for Valentine's. So congratulations, Mark. We sure appreciate you listening. Whole bunch of folks texted in this morning. Thank you so much for texting in. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you listening to Pep Talk this morning.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you as a listener. And we'll have more giveaways.
Absolutely. And I have a whole stack of random acts of barbecue cards. So if you catch me out in town this weekend.
Where are you going to be?
Well,
maybe Party Gras, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe Pensacon.
Maybe.
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay.
I mean, why can't you Pensacon as yourself? I mean, why can't you cosplay as yourself? That was my question.
I don't know.
I mean.
Depends on how weird you are.
Meg. It's always Sunny's here, Meg.
Because so. I feel like if you don't go dress up for Pensacon, I don't know, you will feel a little out of place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty wild.
When usually I dress up everywhere and feel a little out of place, but it goes with the territory and
see,
we have
Pensacon,
fun.
Pensacon, you might not even be noticed in this
yeah,
outfit.
I'm just going to blend right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're going to blend in with the crowd.
I'm hoping to get a picture with Batman and Spider-Man and who knows who else. So,
That's right.
So if you catch me out in town this week, I got a whole stack of random act barbecue cards for those free entrees. So you might just get yourself one. So
we love
if you see me, stop me. Let's take a picture together and let's spread the spirit of barbecue and have a great meal together.
That sounds good to me. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Goodness.
I know.
We got about 5 minutes.
So what do you want to mention this morning
let's
that we haven't talked about?
Let's talk about the spring menu. So little over 2 weeks before it rolls out.
Okay.
And so I'm going to let, we did talk about the peach cobbler egg rolls that are coming back and super excited about
those. You have
to
describe that to me because those two don't necessarily go together in my mind. So tell me how that works.
Two words. Absolutely delicious.
Uh-huh.
Does that do the job, Meg?
Yeah, I'm up. I'm game.
So we do peach cobbler. So we do that chunky banana southern pudding, you know, but then we also do peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take that peach cobbler. If you've not had our barbecue egg rolls, they're amazing. Great appetizer. So if you're coming in for Valentine's Day, that's a great appetizer to start with. It's shareable for sure. And then you can have your ribs for two dinner for $25.99. Get out of there for like less than $50. That's a great Valentine's steal of a
absolutely.
Deal.
Absolutely. With today's prices, for sure.
And so the peach cobbler egg rolls is going to be our peach cobbler. It's going to be wrapped in the egg roll wrapper.
Oh, my goodness.
Deep fried, served with the cinnamon sugar.
Oh, my God.
whipped cream.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Delicious.
Enough already. All right.
So good.
Sounds really good.
If you missed them when we did them in the summer, do not miss out on these again. They're probably one of my favorite things that we have done. So they're very, very good.
That's the new addition to the spring menu.
That's the dessert we're adding. Okay. So we're adding two sauces to our spring menu.
Okay.
So we're doing a peach heat barbecue and then a golden barbecue sauce.
Oh, so talk about the peach heat.
Yeah, so we're doing that. So it's basically a peach barbecue sauce. Got a little spice, not overly spicy. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to miss that one.
Okay.
I've been a fan of the Alabama white sauce and the Florida citrus sauce, but this peach barbecue sauce is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the golden barbecue sauce, that's kind of like a mustard-based sauce. It's going to be a little bit sweeter than a traditional mustard-based sauce. We're doing a chicken tender sandwich. I guess we're getting in the chicken sandwich wars.
Yes.
I know that was like 3 years ago or 5 years ago, but I guess we're throwing our hat in the ring for the chicken sandwich wars.
Why not?
So our chicken tenders dunked in that golden barbecue sauce and then served on our garlic bread with some pickles.
That sounds pretty good to me. You know, and when does all this start, Elton?
So that's going to start on March 3rd. So
that's
coming up real soon. So about, like I said, about 2 weeks from now.
So you have until then to enjoy the prime rib.
Get in and get the prime rib, the apple cinnamon bread pudding.
Mm-hmm, that's all happening till March. And then March 3rd, we get into the new sauces and the peach cobbler.
Yep, and that's going to run through spring, basically through June.
That sounds pretty good to me. Okay, we've had lots of texts coming in this morning. We get this question just about every week, so I'm going to throw it out there again. But I had three different people want to know,
Is
there any possibility of that pre-pandemic salad bar coming back? I know his.
No. But we have great salads. We call it the Garden of Eden now. Our serving team does a great job of building those custom salads. It's a great deal. My friend Brendan Wilkes over at Cabinet Depot actually went to school with my boss. He was like, asked the same question. I said, dude, let me make you a salad.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let us make you a salad, and then you tell me. And he said, man, that's a gigantic salad. He's like, you know what? Great salad. So we actually still serve salads, no salad bar. Sorry.
Okay, I know. We get the question every week
just to
let people know, but the salads are good.
As soon as I got the power, maybe.
We'll
see. We'll
see. Okay.
Know.
We'll just
My
have
boss
to let
might fire me.
Let them know. Let them know you're still getting that question
but
from
no.
folks.
But yeah, definitely, you know, if you're looking for a salad option, we do have a great salad option. And we have served with Sonny's Barbecue. And yeah, check
All
us
right.
out. Come see us in the store. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, we're out of time, so
again,
thank you, Elton,
so
for
being
here. I know. So you're here. Tell them about your Facebook page.
Yeah, find me on Facebook, Elton Scott, and then you can call me if I can help you with your catering, 850-418-3331. And always you can reach out to any of our locations. And thank you for listening to the Always Sunny Show. Happy Valentine's Day, Meg, and happy Valentine's Day, listeners.